What exactly happened this week?
This is what happened last week.
What a week! It started with Monday, and the state government told us about their spending of $3 million to build trails and facilities to turn a parcel of land near Victor Harbour into a new national park, the park yet to be named. But can I suggest Parky McParkface?
No, you can't.
Right. We also played Tell Me The Time. It was Post Malone Circles. It was Meghan Markle and Prince Harry getting married. Tiffany from Murray Bridge. Tell Me The Time.
Was it 2019?
Close, but you are not correct. Andre from Murray Bridge, Tell Me The Time.
2018.
Hey, you've got it. And heard a story about a man who accidentally drank a candle. Reached over to his bedside table, take a sip of water, but it accidentally picked up a sweet rosemary vanilla candle and drank the wax. Ew. Rosemary. On Tuesday, we had no callers for this incredible Chicken Tuesday rendition. Did you get it at home? We were looking for Killing Heidi and Weir. It was all about animals on Tuesday. We heard about the horse-drawn tram being out of operation. If you're a Clydesdale, what do? Are you just out of action? Are you just going off to a farm? Or do you start knocking on Santa's door going, hey, I know you've got reindeer, but do you want to do like a low to the ground operation this year? And a bear that had to be relocated in the US. A young adult bear was tranquilized and relocated after it wandered into an LA supermarket that was full of shoppers. It was taken to the Angeles National Forest and not the meat aisle, as I thought, considering this is a story from the USA. Which took us to Wednesday. I spent the morning running around in the rain at Cube Logistics Oval in Nairn and playing tennis for hashtag The Last Nairn. We also heard the story of a group allegedly stealing rare Digimon trading cards from a gaming store in the CBD, then trying to sell them back to the store the same day. Plus, the city of Kyle in Texas trying to get a record number of Kyles together gave me an idea. I'm going to do the same thing for Murray's in Murray Bridge, Victor's in Victor Harbour, and Hannah's in Balhanna. That last one kind of only just works. Then Thursday rolled around and Nairn woke up with no NBN. The Royal Adelaide show was cancelled. It was all going terribly until we started coming up with ideas of what we could do with the Stirling Police Station going on the market this weekend. The property should be transformed into a cellar door for small local wineries. I love that idea. A bar behind bars. But surely you've got some great ideas of what it could become. Renovate it into something else, some sort of living space. I mean, those with kids out there, you'd love to lock them up, wouldn't you? And heard about the arrest of a South Carolina Maccas. Arrested for allegedly giving a child a face tattoo at McDonald's. Is it just me, or have the Happy Meals toys changed since I was a kid? Which brings us to Friday, the unlucky 13th, but lucky for us, two breaches in the CBD, COVID-19 related, but it sounds like we're going to be all good. Plus, we've heard they're still going to give out show bags even though the show's not going ahead, so it's not all that bad. And we wrapped up the week with the Blish track celebrating my final week in Nairn, The Last Nairn. I watched them knock down that old Chapman's Factory. Now every other night, I'm there for groceries, a takeaway pizza one night at Montebello's, or a coffee at Pallet Port for you by Marcello. Another week done and dusted. Thank you for coming along for the ride on the ride home. We'll do it again next week, 2 to 6, but the fun starting from 4 on the ride home on Power FM.